Freestyle Friday.
Which is most likely to eat booty?
Oh, hell.
This is 2 weeks.
We add your mama into it?
Huh?
I'm trying to think. Okay. So I have to pick. Okay. I'm ready.
You can't pick yourself, Holiday. Okay? Okay.
All right, I'm ready? To 1, 2, 3.
I know it don't matter. Shit.
The big H for Holiday.
You were gone just now when I was telling them about the booty eat story.
Mm-hmm.
So that question came right on time.
That was perfect. Perfect eatery.
Say less.
Oh, Lord.
Just because I know that Seth hard-headed, and Dolo is a millennial, so he probably don't even get enough booty to start eating.
I was going to record this later on in the day, but I forgot it's wintertime. And at wintertime, it gets cold. I mean, it gets dark at 5 o'clock. I ain't trying to be outside, trying to drive home at 5 o'clock. So I got to have all this stuff done in about an hour. So I could at least load one video and be on my way by 4:30. Hey, man, it's your boy Holiday coming to you from Distraction Network, talking to you on Freestyle Friday. I want to talk about, Wet Wednesday. Not Wet Wednesday. Like, y'all so nasty. It's WNBA Wednesdays. I want to talk about the WNBA real quick. So, at the day I'm recording this, the day is Sunday, November 17th. They're actually having their draft lottery today. So I know a lot of you guys, y'all watch NFL, y'all watch NBA. So the draft lottery, you're pretty familiar with that. But again, like I said last week when I spoke about the new team that's coming in, so they have a special draft coming up on the 6th, which is I think like 2-3 weeks from now. So, ooh, that's horrible. I gotta go here and then count. December the 6th is on a Friday, and then it's 1, 2, 3 Fridays from now. So 3 Fridays from now, they're gonna have the draft lottery. On the draft lottery, they're gonna figure out I'm sorry. Today is the draft lottery. On the 6th, they're going to have a special lottery for an expansion team. And the reason why that makes today important is the expansion team should be added into this as well. So it's going to be a different lottery. And I think the Aces don't even get a pick this year because of abuse towards players. And I don't know. I'll let you guys decide what it is. So, Derica Hamby got pregnant a few years ago. She was a Las Vegas Aces favorite. And she had a child like a couple of years before that who was basically the fan favorite of like Derica and her daughter. Oh, son, I forgot what. Was it a daughter or son? I think it was a daughter. Was fan favorites. Everyone loved that team. When they won the championship, she bragged. They called her daughter's mom, her child's mom. And that's just the way it went. They loved her to death. When they won that championship with her, did not know she was already pregnant again. However, it seems like the Aces did not like that. So they basically made her life hell and she sued them over it. As far as I know, there's two suits about it and an investigation from the WNBA. That's at least one suit. Lewis said that. That's at least one suit about it, lawsuit, and there is an investigation from the WNBA. The investigation from the WNBA, I think, is over. The lawsuit is what I think is in place still. So, with that, the Aces lost their draft pick for this year, which is, it's bad because that's the way you get homegrown talent. However, they're the Aces. And even though you can quote me saying that the rest of the WNBA is catching up to the Aces really only have to make a move or two to keep themselves very relevant every year for at least 5 more years. They can, well, we found out this year that 2 of their players was hurt. So they did not make it deep in the playoffs. So we had Jackie Young hurt. Somebody else was hurt. And then Chelsea Gray re-injured herself. So it was basically too much to overcome in 1 year. Which was saddening because they was trying to get their third chip in 3 years. They were trying to three-peat. You know what I'm saying? But I think if they keep it steady this year, if they run it back this year, maybe make one change. I still want to see Alicia Gray on that team. I want to see Alicia Gray on that team. So I only need to root for one team. But I don't think it's going to happen. But if the Aces make one move, they'll be in the championship this year. I don't know what that move is. You actually got to see it play. I kind of feel like it's their guards. So I love their guards. Like Kelsey Plum. First of all, if you think Kelsey Plum is Puerto Rican, you're wrong. She's white. And I say that because she was named the Puerto Rican princess. It's one of her nicknames that the fans gave last year or 2 years ago. She's white, though. No disrespect, Kelsey. I love you. I'm married, so not in that way. And Jackie Young. Jackie Young is a very good player. It's just that this year, with all the guards in the dubs, they're gonna have to upgrade that. And I like both those players. Chelsea too. Like the three of them, one of them has to be upgraded. Like, and I really like that trio. However, one of them has to be upgraded. I hope they keep the Hayes girl. I was not familiar with her game, but I feel like she's the player that the team needs. And I hope that she still wants to play. She's like 34, 35. But I hope she still wants to play. She could do one more year because they definitely need her at that position. But that guard play, somebody has to be upgraded. And that is a very good backfield they have. Oh, I said backfield. Those are very good. That's a good, very good backcourt they have. It's just one of them needs to upgrade. But again, they can run game. They can also Kia Stokes is all defense. She's very good defense, but they might need to upgrade that position so that when Aja sits, they can still go on runs. They need the offense because if Candace Parker comes out of retirement and goes back to the Aces, it's over. Candace was hurt her last year playing. So if she could come back and actually put in a full season with Candace Parker, Aja Wilson, Chelsea Gray, and they could keep that backcourt then because it plays to them, and keep Hayes, should be stupid. They probably won't lose the game. Anyway, I ain't getting too deep up in there. WNBA draft is today. I'm rooting for whoever. I'm just rooting for, like, they still have the NCAA season. I'm rooting for Paige. I think she's the only one that comes out of the ones I'm looking at. Either that or Juju comes out too. But that's all I'm waiting for. Whenever it comes out, they're doing a lottery right now, but the draft ain't gonna be for a while. So just go watch that. I'm more interested in what happens in 3 Fridays from now. All right, that's all that I have for today. If you want to see anything that I do, I'm at www.discretionnetwork.com. I will also have a Blue Sky posted here. I've been on Blue Sky for about a year and a half. I'm more of a lurker, but when I post stuff up, I post stuff. I go on a posting spree every once in a while. But until next, also, if you follow me on Blue Sky and you X on me on Blue Sky, I post the tweets in the my video feeds. So show me some love. Till next time, take care. But it's all right, cause I'm on the grind.